It's so funny. Mock is losing her mind this morning. She's losing her mind.
I am. I'm just feeling very down on the state of the world right today. And we'll get to that. But first, we have pillow news.
Let's start with the good news. And it's all going to go to shit, you guys. Prepare yourselves. It's seriously, there's some... The state of the world is...
It's not very good, you guys. It's just not
very good. When Mock is, like, starting to get negative about things, hide your kids and hide your wives. Yeah.
Okay, so I just read that Mike Lindell of MyPillow is starting a competing company to, drumroll please, Amazon.
Really?
It's going to be called My Store. Yeah. Can you imagine?
I love it. Right? I love it. Oh, so, my God, like, I love it.
This, now, listen, Amazon is, like, gigantic, obviously. Yeah, but this pulls some people away from Amazon.
It'll be fantastic. And you know that the customer service will be more like Chick-fil-A. You know
it
will
exactly
be.
Exactly right.
Because it's going to be all Christian, and you know they're going to be, seriously, you know that when you call, like if you call for anything, because I know most of it's going to be done online, but you know there's going to be like something, some sort of customer service. They're going to be like, I hope you have a blessed day.
They probably will say that.
You know they will.
So listen, it's all very new. I don't know a lot of the details, but I saw that that announcement on Twitter earlier today, and I was like, "Oh, okay. Well, this is very interesting." Now, how he's going to do all these things? He's going to like have this competing social media platform to all of the other big tech stuff. He's going to have My Store. Like, is there anything that he isn't going to do?
I feel like he can do it.
Well, clearly, if anybody can do it.
Yeah, I feel like he can do it. And you know what? I'll go over there. I'll use it.
If it is built and set up like an Amazon where you can go there for like all the things, I would totally go there first for all the things.
Yeah.
Why wouldn't you?
Oh my God. I love it.
This is very, very exciting. And it's just one more reason to love Mike Lindell and to love the MyPillow company, not just because they have amazing products, which obviously they do. By the way, I just, like, every morning when I get out of the shower and I put around my wetness the giant bath sheet, I just am so in love with MyPillow towels.
Yeah, the towels.
I love them.
The towels are the bomb.com.
For real. And you can buy one, get one on sets of sheets and towels if you use code
CHICKS. Use code CHICKS, you guys.
At 800-875-0513 or MyPillow.com. Those are the places you need to go to get all the things, not just towels, not just sheets, not just pillows, but bathrobes and dog beds and beach towels and all of the things.
This morning I woke up and both my dogs were on the dog bed, and I have Great Danes. And so I have the one dog bed that's like not packed right now, and they both were on it. And I should have taken a picture of it
because
it
was the cutest thing.
Because it's like seeing two giant elephants on a tiny little square. You know what I mean? It's ridiculous because I have Great Danes. So it was ridiculous. I should have taken a picture. Yeah.
All right. Well, so, okay. So here's the reason that I'm like upset about the state of the world. So you guys know what's going on in Minneapolis. By the way, if you're like in a big Democrat run city, just get out while you can, because they are all going to absolute hell. In fact, John Nolte from Breitbart wrote a really amazing piece, on Breitbart about how, you know, liberals and leftists are constantly saying they want like places where there's no gun violence and no racism and no this and no that. Well, we already have those places in rural Republican America. Right. And so he wrote this great piece about how he's married to an immigrant and his neighbors are of mixed race. And there's literally, everybody has guns. There's no violence. There's no racism. There's no hatred. Everything is peaceful and utopian out in the rural areas.
Yeah.
And yet, when you look at all of these Democrat-run cities, that's where everything has gone to absolute shit.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. You are this guy. John is 150% correct. Yeah,
it's a great
because I mean, as we're getting ready to go live in one of those places. Well, I live in a rural area now, right? But I'm going to live in a even more rural area in Texas. And I got to tell you, the people around me, I mean, it's not all white people. I mean, I'm going to be living next to Mexicans and black people. And like we all live together as one, and it's out in the country. Mm-hmm. And we handle our crap out in the country. You just handle it, you know?
And everybody is armed, and yet everybody is fine.
Right.
There's no rioting and looting taking place in rural America. No. That's what's happening in Democrat-led cities. So you're Minneapolis, right. this cop that, or I'm sorry, the black guy that just got shot by a white female cop the day before yesterday. So there's been riots and looting for the last two nights because of it. Because as you know, when BLM goes out to riot and steal televisions and shoes, they're just trying to survive, you guys. That's all that's about. It's such bull crap. So the story came out yesterday. The video came out yesterday, the body cam video of what happened. And unfortunately, at first, what we saw was a female cop. We didn't see her, but we heard her yell at this guy who, by the way, had warrants for his arrest. They were trying to contain him, and he, you know, wrangled himself out of their grasp, tried to get back in his car. As the woman cop was saying, taser, 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 she reaches for her taser to tase him, to try to contain him, and accidentally pulled out her gun instead. She shoots him once, and she goes, holy shit, I shot him. So you can clearly hear and see that this has been a horrible, tragic accident. It should have never happened. But that said, it was an accident. And she clearly was not hunting him down because he was a black man. He had nothing to do with that. He was resisting arrest. Had he not resisted arrest, likely none of this would happen. Right. And this is the question that ever gets asked is why do people keep resisting?
Why did he resist?
Oh my God. None of this would happen.
No, so, it doesn't get asked. It doesn't.
So it turns out I'm thinking, okay, well, this must be like a newbie cop. Like, how do you make that mistake? Well, unfortunately, she's a 25-year veteran of the force. She's a mom of two adult sons. She's been a longtime good performer. But in the heat of this crazy moment, she pulled the wrong weapon. And unfortunately, this was the result. It's horrible. I mean, it's horrible. But now people are calling for her head. And even the city manager, who simply suggested that she get due process, was fired by the mayor for saying that.
Yeah.
That's all he said.
This is the most outrageous thing. Like, what is wrong with people? This is where, like, I can't even argue with these people. When people start suggesting that Americans don't get due process, I have no time for you. No time.
What?
Like,
in
I don't hell? Like you can. I can't even have. I don't even know if we can have a logical conversation. You're not a grown up. Like that's. We don't. I don't. We're not on the same like playing field because. That's when our country goes to absolute crap at that point. Because listen, there are people that like are awful, horrible, murdering, disgusting people that get due process. I don't like it. You know, I'd like to just put a bullet in their head, but they get due process because that's America. That's what we do. We give people due process. That is what we do. That is a civil society. That's how we do things. That's our constitutional right, right? We get due process. Then we get due process. Everybody gets due process, no matter how awful you are, what you do, you get due process. So what? Democrats are just going to start deciding like who gets due process now?
Like, well, it's like the governor immediately came out, like immediately before any facts were known, and was like, well, you know, this clearly looks like a case of another black man taken by law enforcement. That was before any facts came out at all. And even Joe Biden was like, oh, well, you know, this could have been intentional. No, why would you even say that? Why fan the flames of racism before anything is known? So I'm like upside down about this. And I listened to the press conference with the chief of police yesterday and could not believe the hostility of the questions that were being asked of him and how dare you use tear gas against these peaceful protesters. And he's like, they were throwing cement blocks at the heads of our cops. What are you expecting us to do? This isn't peaceful. Why are these journalists not talking to BLM and saying, get your people under control? They're the ones that are causing the violence. I mean, I just, it's like we're living in total backwards world right now. And I just don't understand it.
We've been living in it for years, Mock. It just keeps going on a downward spiral. We're living in it. And you know, the thing that's interesting is the people like Joe Biden and Kamala Harris and all those yahoos, and frankly, the leader of BLM, she doesn't have to live in those neighborhoods that are getting torn apart.
No, I mean, she's moving right out of them.
Right. She's living in a beautiful, pristine white neighborhood. It's probably gated. Right? So, I mean, it's not like she has to live in these crap holes that are being destroyed. They don't have to deal with it. These people, and all these people that I know that are on Facebook that are clutching their pearls, virtue signaling, talking about, you know, Black Lives Matter and the movement and all, you know, all that, they don't live in those neighborhoods. They're not a part of this destruction that's happening. They don't have to see it. They may like see a glimpse of it on TV once in a while, but they're not part of it. They're living in upper middle class white neighborhoods.
Yep, that's exactly right.
They don't have to deal with it. I know some of these people. I'm like, give me a break. I know where you were raised. Get over yourself.
So anyway, I'm very upset about the state of the world. The police chief was getting really emotional because he was just, you could tell that he was feeling this sense of, why am I the bad guy? I'm trying to protect the city here. And you guys are yelling at me because I sent cops to the hospital at the hands of these protesters while they're stealing shoes and looting through Walmarts. What the hell is going on?
Right. And people are apologizing for this. And again, it goes back to the question, simple question, why did he resist?
Literally none of these things would happen if he would have just been like, okay, just like gotten his cuffs, faced up to the warrants that he was already out for. I mean, this is not hard. And like this does not have to be this way.
And I feel like, you know, we've seen this before. What's going to happen is he will be deified.
He already is. There's a huge GoFundMe already started for the family.
He'll be deified. Mm-hmm. This person will be deified and then she will be demonized.
Totally. And you know that she has got to be completely heartsick. Now, I have no idea how a 25-year veteran of a police force could mistake a taser for a gun.
Listen,
I also don't know what it's like to be in the heat of that moment where your life is in danger because you're dealing with a wanted felon.
Right. But I mean, like human beings don't make horrible mistakes.
Yeah.
It happens, Mock. People do that. I've never been in that position either, but it happens.
Well, I wouldn't know the difference between a gun and a taser, but I'll tell you one thing. If people want to defund the police, they're going to get less qualified, subpar people joining police forces because who else will want to? When they're being this vilified, why would anybody in their right mind want to do it? So you're going to get crap people becoming cops. You're going to have more instances like this. Mm-hmm. And then you got to listen to this tweet from Rashida Tlaib. This blew my mind. So she said,
oh God, prepare yourself.
Yeah, prepare yourself is right.
Here
she said, this was at 5 o'clock yesterday.
If you don't remember who Rashida Tlaib is, she's the one that said, impeach that mother bleeper.
Yeah,
Remember her? She's one of the squad people. Yeah, there you go.
So again, this is irresponsible. Like it's totally irresponsible for a congressperson to say this, but she said, and I'm quoting here, it wasn't an accident. Policing in our country is inherently and intentionally racist. Dante Wright was met with aggression and violence. I am done with those who condone government-funded murder. No more policing, no more incarceration and militarization. It cannot be reformed. Her job is to legislate, create laws. Who the hell does she think is responsible for enforcing them? Cops.
Right.
You idiot. Yeah. Oh, my God.
All right. Well, if she feels that way, no more Capitol Police.
No more guards for her.
No more guards for any of those asshats. Nothing. They get nothing. No more walls. Nothing. Yeah. They get none of that. They get none. So this is the thing. There is a nice dichotomy that I see happening between, you know, the powers that be that we elect and we pay for, and then us, you know, these lowly citizens out here. They talk about defunding the police. Defund it all then, you jerks. You don't get crap. You don't get anything. Nancy Pelosi gets no security. Chuck Schumer gets no security. Rashida Tlaib gets no security. None of those people get anything. Mm-hmm. We'll see how that works. We'll see how that works for you.
Do you see why I'm like so upset?
Oh my God, I totally get it. But I get so tired. I get so tired of these people talking about no security for thee, but mm-hmm. for me, I get to have the security. It's like celebrities. You know, celebrities preach this bull crap all the time. They say all this stuff like, oh, gun control for you. But by God, I'm going to have my arm security when I go to the Oscars.
Right.
Because I'm special and you're not. You're just a minion. You don't need security. Screw you.
Thank you, Paul. Paul is celebrating the 67th anniversary of escaping his mother's womb. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday. That is the greatest way to put it. I love it. It's like, I escaped.
Okay. So now we can move on to less horrible things, but still horrible.
It's crazy. It's absolutely crazy.
Yeah.
And Barbara's saying maybe BLM will be willing to pay for their protection. Like, okay. Yeah, maybe they will. They've got a lot of money. I've heard they've got what, like millions and millions and millions of dollars are unaccounted for.
Yeah.
Unaccounted for. Where is it?
And they won't be held to account because there's absolutely no one asking the questions that is holding them to any account. So, you know, like the people that you said in Alpharetta or whatever, the white suburban, white guilt-filled people are out there flooding money, and they're going to do it again now in light of this recent shooting.
Right. They're going to be writing checks, and it's just going to be money, money, money. And here's the thing, because journalism doesn't exist anymore, right? So no one's going to be asking the question of, hey, where's that money going? I know Patrice just bought herself like a brand new mansion in a white neighborhood.
The fourth. It's her fourth home in the last 5 to 6 years. She has more homes than you, Bernie.
What do you got to bring me into this?
She has more homes, and she's looking for property in the Bahamas where Justin Timberlake and Tiger Woods have homes.
I had no idea that she had four homes.
Yeah.
Okay. She's got four homes. That's where the money's going.
Yeah, of course it is.
She's bought four freaking homes. Oh, my God.
But people keep writing the checks, and they'll be like, oh, this is to help black lives. Really? It's helping a couple black lives.
It's helping one black life. That's what it's helping, you morons. God, they are grade A idiots.
They are. And and their focus is always like, defund the police instead of let's bring back a traditional family unit, which is the surefire way of preventing poverty, of preventing crime-ridden futures
for the youth. Yeah, but you can't say that.
But it's true for every race.
Of course it's true for every race, but you can't say that. If you say that, it's racist. Listen, I've said that. I've said that before, and I've had family members of mine say, oh my God, that's racist. You can't say that. These people are in a different situation than you are. Bull crap.
Oh my God.
The family unit is the family unit. It doesn't matter what skin color you are. And it simply does not matter. What matters is that, you know what, a strong like male influence in the household, that matters. That matters.
And when 70% of black boys are growing up without a father, that also matters.
It totally matters.
And that's an easy fix. It's not white supremacy that's preventing black people from creating nuclear families.
Right.
I'm sorry. I have nothing to do with that.
I don't either. Yeah.
So.
You're right.
No.
Right. Here's the thing. I'm white. I don't know if you can tell, but I'm white. But I believe it matters in my home. It matters in my home that my kids have a father. That matters to me, and I'm white. So, I mean, I think it matters to every person of every melanin thing. Mm-hmm. You know, like, doesn't matter how much melanin you have. It just matters, you guys. It just matters. From a cultural standpoint, it matters.
And so we can't say that now?
I guess. I mean, I've heard people say, oh my God, that's racist. You can't say that.
Oh my God. Okay. Well, I've long given up on trying to not right. be racist or I mean, accused of it. We're going to be accused no matter what.
Well, everything is racist.
Right. I mean, so,
whatever. Whatever.
Oh my God.
I know. Bite me, right? Yeah.
Hey, we're the chicks. We're coming at you and we're talking about AMAC, which is the right alternative to AARP.
And I love AMAC because they actually lobby for conservative causes, which is the greatest benefit of all. And that's on top of the discounts and all of the help that they give you, learning about Social Security and Medicare plans and all that stuff. They're amazing.
Yeah, they're awesome. We stand with AMAC and you should too. You can get them at amac.us/chicks. That's amac.us/chicks.
Membership options starting at only $16 and they include your spouse. Do it today. Sign up right now. amac.us/chicks. I wanted to mention before I forget that Brian Stelter is, first of all, he's obsessed with Tucker Carlson. Obsessed.
I think he's probably in love with them.
I think he might be a little in love with them.
He may be a little bit in love.
And he's also inexplicably obsessed with Fox personalities getting their vaccines on camera. So he will not stop talking about this. In fact, he even is fighting with people on Twitter today after he did a whole TV segment about how he just finds it really funny that no Fox celebrities are getting their vaccines on camera when everybody on MSNBC and CNN is doing it on camera. Where are the really? Vaccine selfies from the Fox people? He's demanding. Oh.
He's really into vaccine selfies. That's a thing, doing vaccine selfies.
Mm. He's totally demanding it. And the funny thing is that people were like, this is crazy. Like, this should not be a thing. It's nobody's business. If people don't want to share the fact that they're getting vaccinated or they're not getting vaccinated, it's really mm-hmm. nobody's business. But he's like, well, people need to be asking themselves why these people are showing their vaccine selfies and Fox isn't. His literal argument is, well, the other kids are doing it, so why wouldn't they? That's
you know his what argument. He should focus more on changing his Twitter picture to something that's not from high school.
You know? And it makes him look less like a potato.
Right. Because he looks like his I swear, the last time I looked at his bio picture, it was like about 25 pounds ago. Don't you think?
Oh, for it's sure.
Like, don't you hate it when people do that? It's like, seriously? I mean, like, we can see you in person, you know? It's one thing if nobody can see you in person and you can put it out there. It's like, you know, it's like putting something out on Tinder and then people can, like, you know, they can either see you or they can't see you in person. But we can see him in person if we just switch to the television and we can see that he's not, in fact, 25 pounds lighter. We're on to you, Brian.
The jig is up.
Right. You look like a thumb. Give me a break.
Anyway, so Janice Dean is, because she has MS and she's been very open about her disease like the entire time that she's had it. So she did get her vaccine selfies and put that out there as part of her like MS journey or whatever. And so she tweeted to Brian Stelter and she was like, I'm a Fox person. What do I not count? Like, am I not important enough for you? You're totally ignoring the fact that I put my vaccine selfies out there. So he's very selective. It's because Tucker's not doing it. It's because Brian Kilmeade's not doing it or Peter Doocy's not doing it. He's mad at them.
It's just so dumb. Why are we even talking about this? This is so dumb.
I know.
Like, this is so like dumb. The fact that he even is making this a thing. Like, shouldn't you be talking about, I don't know, the news?
Yeah.
This, why are you doing this? Like, who cares if somebody is doing a selfie? Oh my God, I'm getting a vaccine right now. I'm doing a selfie of it. Like, what is the world right now?
Have you seen the videos of people crying as they're getting the vaccine?
No.
Oh my God. There are so many crazy people who cry with joy that they're getting vaccinated.
I mean, listen,
it's a cult. You guys, you know, it is crazy.
You know how much I hate videos of people, the selfies of people crying anyway. Yeah. You know how I just, like, we went through... Didn't we do a podcast on that? Or
I don't know if we did a whole thing, but we've definitely talked about it.
We've talked about it I don't understand why people videotape themselves crying.
It happens so much.
It's like there's a genre of that now where people are getting on Instagram and they're crying. I don't understand that. Why do you do that?
It is bizarre.
Like, if you're going to cry, either do it alone or call your best friend and cry.
Yeah. But why film it for like a TikTok community?
Yeah, it's, why do you do bizarre. It for the why do you do it for a bunch of people that don't know you? Like yeah. you like go get a therapist. What's right. wrong with you?
There's this fantastic article that has been trying to go viral, but it keeps getting taken down. It's called 18 Reasons Why I Won't Get the Vaccine. It's on a blog called Deconstructing Conventional, and you can find it there. But please stop sharing it in the insiders group, you guys, because it's constantly we're getting these notices saying, you're sharing false information. It's not, it's so well datafied. I mean, there's like so many links to the data that supports everything this guy is saying. It's really, really good. So Deconstructing Conventional is where you can find it. 18 reasons that this person won't get the vaccine. And by the way, he's not telling everybody else not to. It's a very personal choice. And if you get right. it, good on you. That is, right. you've done your research and you believe it's the right thing for you. That is right. great.
This is
but
the thing.
But other people aren't, and that is their right as well.
And that's the thing that I get like a little squirrely about. Like my husband got it and I'd support him getting it. I think it's great. If you want to get it, go get the vaccine. Like you can get it. But then there's a part of me I'm like, I'm just going to wait a while and see how I don't want to get it right now. And so it's my choice. I should be able to choose whether or not I want to get it. Yeah. I'm not telling it. I will never tell anybody else, go get it. Because I just don't know enough about it right now to get it.
There's a lot of unknowns.
Yeah, right. I don't want to get it. He felt confident in getting it, and that's okay. If he feels confident in getting it, that's his prerogative. He should be able to get it. So that's how I feel about that. It's like, I don't, this whole, you know, you need to get it and take a selfie. What, who are you?
Like, and why are you crying?
Yeah.
Stop it. That's just not normal. That's not normal
like,
behavior.
What is going on? I don't understand.
It's so weird. Speaking of vaccines, Fauci once again is saying if you have a vaccine, you still can't go to indoor dining. Like this was an actual quote from him the other day. Oh my Somebody God. Said directly, if I've been vaccinated, can I enjoy indoor dining? No, you can't. It's still not okay.
Yeah. You know what? I'm going to go ahead and enjoy indoor dining and he can suck it.
I'm enjoying it without being vaccinated.
Mm-hmm. Me too.
He can totally suck it.
I'm so unvaccinated. I'm so dirty and unvaccinated and I'm enjoying all the dining.
Well, for some reason, up there in Whitmer's state of Michigan.
Oh, yeah.
It's bad. Like Michigan is exploding in cases and hospitalizations and things are falling apart up there with COVID. So she apparently requested more vaccines to like hurry up and come to Michigan. The CDC director yesterday responded and said, because by the time you get them, it's going to be too late. You need to shut everything down again. The CDC director is telling Michigan to shut down for a little while to flatten that curve.
Really?
And I'm just like, here we are again. Like, this
oh
is,
my
oh my
God.
God.
Good my luck God. With that, Whitmer. Good luck with that. Can you imagine living in Michigan right now? I'm sure there are people in here that live in Michigan that are just like,
Everything's going to be okay.
Everything's fine. So just bring it in. Bring it in, everybody.
Today is Tuesday, which means we're recording another deep dive weekly podcast.
It's gonna
I don't
be
know
lit.
What it's gonna be about.
It's gonna be lit, whatever it is.
I wanted to do is make up like catfishing. Because there was a whole article about it.
Are we okay?
I wasn't sure if you were on board or not.
I haven't read it yet.
Okay. Because I don't know. If we like talked about Dante and all the
No.
I can't, you guys. I just can't.
Mm-mm.
Can't
I don't
do
think
it.
We can do it again. We're not going to deep dive into that because then she's just going to take a dive downward into a spiral that I don't think I'll be able to get her off the floor.
And
you know
we kind of dove right in today. So
I think
we dove. So I feel okay.
All right, you guys, it's going to be okay. We're going to be okay.
Yeah.
Right?
Just go watch some Huskies screaming. And it'll be all better. And get yourself a MyPillow.
Get some MyPillow. And I'm going to go have like 4 more cups of coffee, you guys. It's that kind of a day.
I might fill this up.
We love you guys. We love you guys so much. We do.
All right. Until tomorrow.
Yes. Have a fantastic day.
Why do the Democrats want open borders, even though it damages national security and the people coming into the United States are brutalized by the drug cartels along the way? I'm Sarah Carter. We discuss that in the latest moving of the COVID-19 goalposts on the latest edition of The Sarah Carter Show. Subscribe at Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Joe Biden's infrastructure bill is a nightmare, and the Democrats keep lying about voter integrity legislation. I'm Greg Corumbus. Please join Jim Garrity of National Review and me each weekday for the Three Martini Lunch podcast. We'll bring you the good, bad, and crazy news for conservatives, and we'll have a good time doing it. Subscribe at Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.